Let Dewey Motor Company help you find the right vehicle for you. Not only find it for you, but they'll maintain it for you. Here's tonight's Dewey Motor Company's keys to tonight's game.
Well, I think tonight's just real simple. It's for CMB, it's number 13, Zach Sampson. Control him. He runs the ball really well. He throws the ball really well. So it's incumbent upon the defense that the guys in coverage have to stay on their guys and cover them tight so there's not an open receiver. And the line has to really put that pressure and make it so he can't get his feet set and or run with the ball. We control Zach Sampson. I think the game goes our way really well. And I just got a text from Owen Haberman, you know, our good friend who's helped with the team. He wanted to remind me, and I did not know this. Zach Sampson is the reigning state shot put champion. This guy is strong as a quarterback. He's a shot put champ. He plays the interior line. This guy's a legit athlete.
Oh, it's no wonder he throws the ball so far.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, hey, the texts are coming in. We got our first picture text of the night, and it is from no other than Jeff Staten. Yes. In Story City, and he says, I believe, and Coach Staten, I believe as well. Jeff, part of the coaching staff, of course, Coach Staten's son, and Dan, him and a couple of his buddies took that football from the dome earlier this year and brought it all the way down, and they stopped by the practice field where I had my youth football team out practicing, and they came over, and Coach Staten, that's why I prefer to call him, Jeff came over and talked to our kids, and from that get-go, he believed, and I'll tell you what, Albie's got a lot of people believing.
Oh, they do, and that's what's just so great and wonderful. We talked about it. The crowd is just incredible. People tuning in, you know, I'm amazed each and every week the people are listening to us far and wide. We heard Alex Schultz talk about, you know, his family that came and visited last week and saw him, but he still has the grandparents in Vermont. The folks in Arizona, grandparents back in Arizona, they're listening to us. You know, you already met Mary Pat Sinclair. You know she's listening in California on her internship right now. So we just got folks all over listening. They're supporting the best way they can by listening and cheering them on and hearing the good things that these young men are doing.
Well, we want to hear from you. Logan Rosenboom checking in, big number 77.
Nice.
He's going to have a big contest tomorrow. Centerville coming to town, 5th and 6th grade style. And we want to hear from you. Send out a shout out, and you can send a text on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. All right, let's lace them up. Let's get ready to go. Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football, and your Conley Spray Foam Insulation kickoff, and we're underway. Here's a kick deep, fiddled inside the 5-yard line, brought back by CMB, and the Raiders brought out of bounds. Good open field pursuit there by Matt Baker, and Albia will pin him inside the 20-yard line. And Dan, coach talks about it over and over again. You give him a long field to have to work with, and that means the other team has more opportunities to make mistakes.
And that's what Justin Bosser does so well. That ball, once again, was kicked at about the 4-yard line was where it was going to hit. Not probably going to roll much deeper than that, so the receiver has to pick it up. Austin Mormon for CMB had to pick it up and start advancing it out. And again, he got it out to the 18 there, 17, excuse me, and it's just, you know, it's a great spot for the Blue Demons to start this drive.
CMB, the quarterback, outstanding quarterback, likes to swing it around the football field. Standing in the shotgun. Looks at two receivers each side of the field. He's the only back in the backfield. Here comes a little pursuit. Now pump fake, looks downfield, throws a bomb down the sidelines, and overthrows his intended receiver. And, Dan, I'll tell you what, he was open on that far sideline, big number 29, Jordan Kaufnett.
Yeah, he was. But how about Ryan Sarver coming in at the end, put a hit on him? And I know the quarterbacks have the little flag jackets, so they can absorb a little bit of contact. But now that he knows that we're going to be bringing pressure, he's going to be thinking a little bit more each and every play. And so that's what we got to see. Nice job of the defense. I know I was talking to Coach Barrett, and he's got a few twists and changeups he's wanting to do on that defense to really bring the heat on Sampson.
Sampson now with a back in the backfield. Three receivers. The trips out to the far side of the field. Second down, 10 from the 17-yard line. The Raiders rolling back is Sampson. Now being pursued. Brought down in the backfield. A big open field. A sack that time. Griffin Osing. And I'll tell you what, Jimmy. Griffin Osing was shot out like a cannon.
Oh, that's how you hit, brother. Right there is how you do it.
Osing setting the tempo for that defense, and Sampson will remember that one.
Yeah, and that's exactly what Coach Bear was telling me just a little bit ago this afternoon. You know, they really want to bring that heat early and get them rattled. You know, this team is very confident in their ability. They've got, you know, they're bringing out four receivers, and they've actually brought a left tailback in now for some pass protection. So they're giving up one receiver. Normally they'll run five receiver sets and really try to spread you thin.
Sampson stands in the shotgun, trips again to the far side of the field on the CMB sideline. Third down and about 17. Here's a pass across the middle of the field. Has a receiver open and complete out across the 40. Follows loose. Follow. Picked up by Shadow Lesser. Shadow Lesser picks it up. He's across the 40. 35 has a block.
flag.
And there's a flag coming in, but Shadow Leshen picks up the fumble. Albia gets the turnover, and that turnover brought to you by the River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, join them at the River. River Life Family Worship Center every Sunday morning, 9:30. And the flag's going to be on the Blue Demons, but after the play, when your soul touches, he says, you know, that's a friendship lasts forever.
First play from scrimmage. Griffin Osing takes it right up the middle, gets 4 yards on it. Blue Demons come right out quick again. Going to give it this time to Schultz, who has a nice little hole.
Oh, nice hole there on
runs
that
hard.
Right side.
Yep.
Alex Schultz will carry the ball down close to the first down marker. Out beyond the march here after a turnover, first or second down and about five, and that goes for four, so it's going to be third down and less than one. And we're going to back to the Friday Night Lights studio after this play with a scoring update as the scores start rolling in on this football Friday night. Third down, less than a yard here. And Albia on the march here. 10:19 to go in the opening quarter. We'll get your offensive starting lineups as well as checking at the Friday Night Lights studio. After this play, Leshen, power eye formation. Here's a handoff. Schultz has the first down. Sticks his arm out. Goes forward for another couple, 3 yards. Has the first down, a carry of 5 yards. He'll move the chains. Let's go back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Milk, give us a quick scoring update.
And that first down brought to you by First Iowa State Bank. Scores coming into the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board as we see Wayne has just scored on Melcher Dallas. And a lot of scores in these 7 o'clock kickoff games. Wayne now leads Melcher Dallas 30-14. And another score here, Pella Christian and Van Meter are tied at 7. Lone Tree leads Van Buren 7-0. Pekin on top of Montezuma, big, big game there. It's 2-0 in the second period. Bondurant Farrar just scored on Davis County at 7-0. Back live view.
Alex Schultz on the carry. Carries it inside the 25-yard line down to the 22, a gain of 6 on first down. And I'll tell you what, Dan Albia's moving the football on the ground.
We heard Alex talk about, you know, getting his game speed, getting his adjustment to that game speed, and we're really seeing it. He's hitting the holes harder. The line's doing a better job of getting those little creases, and he's seeing them and executing really well.
Fake handoff. Lesh is going to keep the bootleg going left side, being brought down from behind. A good defensive pursuit that time by the Raiders. Brett faked that handoff, but that linebacker on the backside read it well and chased Brett down.
He did. That guy had a lot of speed, you know, and it takes a lot of speed to catch Brett Leshen, but that guy did her.
Steve, Deb, Kevin, Jenny, Brianna, Gina, and the girls listening at the Zap House, go Big Blue. Glad to have all of you along tonight. We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Third down, 5. Leshen rolling back to the right side. Has the receiver open. Zach Hugan inside the 20, down close to the 17-yard line. This is going to be
very,
very close to the first down. But I like the timing of that play, Dan.
Yep.
Fourth down in less than a yard.
Oh, they're going to measure. Oh, I thought they'd measure that. Oh, my.
I bet they will here.
They better.
They're taking their time.
And they're going to go. They're going to get the first down to the Blue. Let's go on that first down. First Iowa State Bank first down. All first downs brought to you by First Iowa State Bank. Let's get that offensive starting lineup brought to you by Hawkeye Real Estate.
Nathan Koski, front side tackle. Ryan Romanka, front side guard.
Eli Bishop, center.
Hunter McInitch, backside guard.
Connor McDonough, backside tackle.
Luke Sarver, tight end.
Brett Leshen, quarterback.
Griffin Osing, fullback.
Matt Baker, slotback.
Alex Schultz, tailback.
Zach Hugan, wide receiver.
Alex Schultz on the carry on first down inside the 10-yard line, down close to the first down marker, a gain of about 9 on that play. And I love the way that line was blocking on that play right there, Jimmy. That was a great pursuit blocking.
Jason, I'm impressed, brother. I'm telling you what, we're young, but, man, we're coming out hard. And then big boys cross the line, we're just pushing them away.
And we've also got Matt Baker standing there, and that power eye really bringing that extra blocker and doing a nice job up there.
Schultz with the carry, 5-yard line, close to the goal line. Touchdown, Albia. Alex Schultz, Sergeant Schultz in for the Blue Demon. Touchdown, a 9-yard touchdown run. You hear the locomotive horn go off in that north end zone. The cannon goes off. 6 up on that board, and that's a Sennett Piercebacher Funeral Home touchdown. Touchdown, Albia.
Outstanding job there by the Blue Demons. Again, that, like Jimmy just said, that line's been blocking incredibly well. Matt Baker's been brought in. There was an extra blocker in there. We're really trying to kick that out. We want to pound those big guys. You know, we've got two really, really big defenders in there, and they go both ways, number 71 and 74. You know, we're talking guys that weigh 305 and 335. You got to think over time they're going to get wore down, so that's what we want to keep pounding on and get them going.
Touchdown, Albia, 6-0 Blue Demons, 7:45 to go here in the first quarter. Bossert. Here's a snap. The kick is up high enough, long enough, and this is on to B Avenue and good enough. And Albia takes an early 7-0 lead. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football, 7-0 Albia. Don't go anywhere.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs.
That was Griffin Osing in there on the stop. Hit the running back in the backfield. He fell forward. And a loss, actually, of two on the play. I love how Griffin shot in there, Dan.
Nobody touched him. You know, they just split the gap. They got the D-tackle at the end, which Brett Freshwater's in there, D-tackle again. Well undersized over the offensive guard. But they split those two offensive guys, and then Griffin just goes right in the gap. It's an easy read, too, with the tackle. You can kind of see what he's setting up, whether he's setting up for run or pass, and you can kind of get a sense of how to go at him.
Three receivers on the near side. They'll move a receiver over to the far side. Now we got four on this near side. Here comes the blitz. And he gets by it. Sampson gets by it. But now more pursued by the Blue Demons. And a wall of Blue Demon jerseys all over Sampson. Unbelievable. How about that, Jimmy? That is getting after kind of defense.
That's how you play, brother, right there. Yes.
I tell you, Dan, we missed the first tackle. Sampson did a good job eluding that. And then it looked like somebody had painted all the jerseys blue because it was a swarm of blue.
And we talked about that last week. This defense just starts to – blood in the water, and they go nuts when they see that. You know, they see Griffin Osing, who goes in there, and just so quick, and Sampson's so strong, the state shot put champion. It's not going to be easy to bring him down. But once he's scrambling, it makes it so much easier to get to him. And, boy, we just had blue all over him.
Gabe Schabel on the lone back in the backfield. Three receivers here to the out beside the football field on the near side. Here's a little flare pass out of the backfield. 85 on the reception. Albie right there once again. All blue jerseys on that football. And that's going to go for a gain of about 5 yards and bring a fourth down now. And let's call it 7 for CMB. And the Raiders are going to be forced to punt here. And look back there. Brett Lesh is going back along with Blake Bear.
Nice.
I'll tell you what, Christian, this offense has been able to put points up on the board, but this defense has just played outstanding football all season long.
That's right. This defense has been ready to play since the first game, stopping everything that comes their way, and they're showing it again tonight, and hopefully we can see a big return right here.
Here comes the punt. It's the end-over-end kick. Bounces at the 40, straight up in the air, and it'll go down right there at the 32-yard line where Albie's offense will come back out on the field. 5:33 to go here, opening quarter. 7-0 Blue Demons. Let's take a look at the Southern Iowa Technology text line.
How about that picture you just got? You asked for a combine picture, and what do you get?
They deliver, and this looks like from Sheraton. The number indicates from Sheraton. We don't know who it's from, but we have a bird's eye view of
the corn
coming out of the field. Yeah. So the harvest is on, and we've got a. I'll tell you what, that's a pretty darn good looking view right there. Albie with the football. Here Schultz with it. Caught in the backfield. Loss of about two on the play. That time the Raiders did a good job, T, of reading that one.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they were just right there. Game and stop.
Trevor Eilers was the tackler for CMB. 6'5", 260. Saw him before the game, stand beside him. And I'm a fairly decent-sized man, and I felt small next to him.
I'll tell you what. You get Doug and Mark Sumter up here in the broadcast booth. Those are big boys. Here comes the fake handoff. Leshen trying to get the corner. A good block out there by Osing, but CMB stretched that out and went sideline to sideline. That's going to go for about 2 yards. But Jimmy, CMB did a good job of forcing Albie to the sideline.
I'm very impressed. You know, they're tough boys, man. I'm telling you what, but the big dogs are out right now. I mean, it looks like they're taking a little breather right now, so that's a blessing. But, no, give them credit. They're a good, tough team.
Yeah, and I think typically when it's long field position like this, those big guys will take a little breather. We get to the 30 or so, you'll see them come back in to shorten things up.
Third down and 10 here. Leshen under center, eye formation, fake handoff, rolls back, has time, plants, fade pattern down the sideline, and in and out of the hands, Zach Eugen. Zach looked like it was well defended, and as I've said all along, Dan, the defender thinks he has it defended, and then Zach hits a different gear and ran by the defender, but was just a little bit overthrown that time and incomplete. But, boy, I love the effort there by Zach and Brent Leshen.
Well, absolutely. And Zach last week, you know, he follows up an 8-catch, 270-yard performance with a 4-catch, 103-yard performance last week, almost two touchdowns, lost the ball right at the goal line, which Luke Sarver recovered for the touchdown. But, you know, he should have 4 catches, 2 touchdowns last week. So it just continues to impress. And then catches darn near every ball that's thrown his way.
Leshen comes in to punt. Wobbly punt that bounces at the 30. Inside the 30, takes a big bounce, and Albie down there to down it at the 21-yard line where this Blue Demon defense will come back out on the field. While the defense comes out, let's take a look at that defensive starting lineup. This starting lineup brought to you by Hawkeye Real Estate. Let the experienced staff at Hawkeye Real Estate help you get started with a new home, farm, or hunting property. Give Alan, Ryan, or Nate Ammons, or any on the staff, a call at Hawkeye Real Estate in Albie.
It's the end. Josiah Harris, defensive tackle.
Justin Bosser, D-line.
Brendan Bassett, DN.
Bryce Leshton, outside linebacker.
Griffin Osing, inside linebacker.
Ryan Sarver, inside linebacker.
Houston Clare, outside linebacker.
Brett Leshton, cornerback.
Shadow Leshton, cornerback.
Blake Bear, free safety.
That is your defensive starting lineups brought to you by Hawkeye Real Estate. But as I was bringing those starting lineups, the official had decided to bring out the flag. And so Albia will have to go back and punt, and they're going to have to call a timeout. So not only do we have the penalty, we are also going to have to burn a timeout. So while we're getting the timeout.
All right, guys, let's take a look at the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board, where Albia leads 7-0 here in the first quarter. Also, Bonneran Farrar has taken an early 7-0 lead on Davis County. It's Linville Soli on top of North Mahaska, 22-0. And Wayne leads Melchior Dallas, 38-20. Eddyville Blakesburg now leads at the halftime with Sigourney Keota in a tight game here, 3-0. The Rockets on top of Sigourney Keota. Lone Tree on top of Van Buren, 7-0. Carlisle leads Centerville, 7-0. Pella on top of Norwalk, 7-0. And PCM of Monroe on top of Clark, 14-0. Let's go back live to the field.
Albie's going to punt after the timeout. Dan, the penalty came in, legal procedure on Albie on that previous play after the punt. Nullifies the punt, and Albie got the punt team off and didn't have enough people on the field, so now they have to burn a timeout and punt it again.
Yeah, they just the players got confused, didn't catch, weren't paying attention that the penalty was out there, and we had to redo it. So Albie literally called a timeout instead of trying to punt with eight guys out there.
4:42 to go here, first quarter. Leshton with the punt. Albie a 7-0 lead. Here's a high, booming kick. Fair catch called for. And then Zach Eugen comes in and lays the wood, but that is going to be a 15-yard penalty, unfortunately. Zach had a nice tackle, Dan, but
Unfortunately for him, as he's coming down, it was all good. The CMB was blocking him as they're coming down. Zach wasn't able to see the fair catch signal at all. And then by the time he got free of the CMB defender who was blocking him, he just, you know, he did what he is instructed to do, go make tackles, you know. And that's just a tough call. You know, he was engaged with the man. He just didn't see it. You got to keep your head on the swivel. You got to know that, but it's just hard.
Well, I'm going to give Zach a little break here because one thing that's being lost is that the return man waves in front of his face instead of putting his hand above, and when you're running downfield, your vision is not at your chest level of the defender, and the indication has to be above the head, and that's we've seen that a lot, and I wondered at what point were the officials going to call that, and that's the case right there.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, yep. CMB will start now with the ball at the 45 yard line of their own, and we'll see what happens.
Here comes a little quicker reverse. And caught right there. A nice open field tackle out there on the far side. I believe that is Bryce Leshton on the tackle.
He was being blocked out there by the receiver and did a nice job of getting rid of him just as the running back was coming at him, and was able to make the play. Just a slight long yard gain.
CMB with the football. Albia with a 7-0 lead. 4:17 to go here in the first quarter. The ball at the 47-yard line of Albia. Three receivers here to the near side of the field. Two on the far side. Sampson stands in the backfield by himself.
Gonna throw.
Rolls back. Here comes the blitz on the inside. A little screen play set up, and it's complete. Now some running room across midfield, and a nice open field tackle that time by Blake Bear. Otherwise, that may have went for six. I'll tell you what, that was a well-designed play, Big T.
That's a well-designed play, you know. But, man, they just about had him right there, right where he caught the ball. I don't know who that was.
Looked like, was that Alex Schultz out there on defense that last play? Like Schultz may have.
I know he and Griffin maybe were going to do some splitting some plays there, but I'm not sure if he was out there at that time. Houston Clare was out there, I know, and he was being blocked, so that would be the 140 number you're seeing.
CMB with the football. Inside Albia territory, there's going to be, there it comes.
Took him a little second. Here's just taking his time thinking. I'm not even sure what the discussion is. The receiver slot back goes 2 yards forward, and the ball's not even moved.
5 yard mark off. Make it first down and 15 for CMB back to the 47 of Albia. So CMB into Albia territory. Albia with a 7-0 lead, 3:29 to go here in this opening quarter. Again, CMB stays in the spread formation. It's not the pistol. This is a true spread formation. They'll send a back to the backfield. Number 20 goes in. Brady Stover. Here's a little flare pass over on the near side. Stover with the reception. Brought down, but a gain of about five on the play. All those people to defend out there, spread them across the field, Jimmy, that's a challenge for any defense.
Oh, that's a great play, great design. You know, that is very tough. But I tell you what, our defense is so smart and we're so darn quick. We can get there.
And that's just it, Dan. You know what? Why the spread has worked well at high school levels is it really can create a mismatch for most defenses.
And it does, because you got to have speed. You've got to contain the quarterback. If they've got a really good one here. They're going to go in quick passes on the outside. Goes to the far side, Houston Clare in pursuit. And Chad Olesh and ties him up there, but short of the first down there. A little past the flat. They're doing quick hitches, quick passes. We'll bring up a short third and one now.
Austin Mormon, the receiver. And I'll tell you what it forces you to do on defense, Christian, is you have to make good open field tackles, oftentimes one-on-one as a defender.
That's right, and that's the hardest tackle to make in all of football is that open field tackle when you're one-on-one on that receiver who's going the same speed as you are, and he can use a double move.
Here is a penalty flag coming in. I think this is going to be encroachment on the defense. Abby's going to have a 5-yard mark, a first and 10 for CMB inside the 30, down to the 27-yard line of Abby. Let's really quick run back to the Friday Night Lights studio and get a scoring update.
All right, leaving you guys on live in the People's State Bank broadcast booth. Let's take a look here at what we've got going for him. Score. Knoxville has just scored on Sheraton on stream number 2. It's Knoxville 7, the Chargers 0. Bondurant-Farrar also scored again on Davis County. It's Bondurant-Farrar 14, Davis County 0. Indianola is way up on Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 44-0. Pella just went to the second period up 7-0 on Norwalk. We'll keep you up to date. Let's go back to the People's State Bank broadcast booth.
Zach Sampson rolls to the right side. A little down-and-out pattern. Incomplete. That's going to be up second down and 10 for CMB. CMB, a little help from Albia's penalties. Has the ball all the way down to the 27-yard line. And really, Dan, in this drive, you've probably got 25 yards of penalties here on Albia.
Yeah, and that's just something you don't want to see. Obviously started with that punt return, and unfortunate that did not able to get the indication for the fair catch signal, and so that gives them a 15-yard to start with, and then the offsides are just encroachment a minute ago. It's another 5-yard as well.
1:41 to go here, opening quarter. 7-0 Albia. Here comes the quarterback keeping it. This time he's on his way inside the 15, down close to the 10-yard line. Boy, he is a load Big T to bring down.
Man, that dude just rumbling, bumbling, stumbling.
You know, defense is right there on him, but he is so strong. You know, he's not necessarily the quickest guy out there, but he's so strong, and he's very elusive with the speed that he does have, and it makes quite a challenge. Bryce Leshen able to tie him up and get him on his feet and bring him down.
7-0 Albia, 1:25 to go opening quarter. First and 10 from the 10-yard line for CMB. They'll have one back in the backfield, three receivers over here on the far side. Chabillion, the back. Here's a handoff. Chabillion inside the 5, down close to the goal line. It's going to be brought down at about the 2-yard line, where it's going to be second down, goal to go from the 2. Kendra Messemaker, D.D. Chance listening from the concession stand at the Haunted House. Go Big Blue. Come to the Haunted House after the game. Everything $1. And the 5th grade basketball concession stands. Good stuff for the 5th grade basketball team, getting a concession stand fundraiser going. Getting out to the Haunted House. A lot of fun tonight.
You bet.
45 seconds and counting here. In this first quarter, Albia with a 7-0 lead. But CMB knocking on the door. Second down, goal to go from the 2-yard line. And I think we're going to have a timeout called by the Raiders. Raiders call timeout. Let's take a quick timeout and run back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill back on the board. Hey, Jay Mill, that board of yours, that big board up there, you got a lot of people carrying the load up there. The lights starting to come on.
All right, yeah, we do. We've got a lot of folks up here helping us out. We appreciate that. We've got a lot of scores that they're working right now. Oskaloosa leads Winners at 14-3. Oskaloosa on a bit of a win streak here. Pella Christian and Van Meter are tied at 7. And a couple other new scores coming in. PCM of Monroe up on Clark of Osceola, 14-0. And Centerville and Carlisle are now tied in the second period at 7 apiece. Wayne has gone up on Melcher Dallas, 44-20. Pleasantville leads Southeast Warren, 20-0. And it's Grinnell and Ballard are also tied at 7. A lot of tie games going on out there right now. Let's go back live to you in the People's State Bank broadcast booth.
Albia with his back against the wall. Second down, goal to go from the 2-yard line. Landon Rosenboom is cutting beans, listening to Game Go Big Blue. This is a pitcher. Landon, I'm hoping this is from earlier.
It's pretty nice bright
looking,
out.
That's a nice looking bunch of equipment down there.
Last play before the timeout, CMB looked like it was going to run right up the middle there. Had brought in a couple tailbacks in and was going to just look like rammed down a throw, but now set up. Quarterback's going to keep it.
Going to keep it over the left side. It's going to go in for the Raider touchdown. And CMB takes advantage of the Albion penalties in a short field and is an extra point away from tying this up with 35 seconds to go here in the opening quarter.
Just a hard play to defend there. They just nice little crease there in Sampson with just a yard and a half out. It's not hard for him to get in there from there. And so just tough at that point to really stop that drive from scoring once they got that deep.
The Raiders, Joey Neeson in for the extra point attempt. Here comes the snap. Fake. Throws a fake. The holder rolls to the right side, throws it into the end zone. They're going to call it incomplete. His knee was down. The extra point is no good. So Albia holds on to a 7-6 lead. 35 seconds to go. Opening quarter. We'll take a timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
A secure financial future requires planning with someone familiar who can help you achieve your goals. We are people you know who can advise you on the auto loans, vacation loans, college loans, home improvement loans, and home equity loans that you will need to keep your family on track. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Bluff Creek Archery is a place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. With any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in and check out their large selection of bows and archery accessories. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Call 932-2422 for more details. That's Bluff Creek Archery on Washington Avenue East in Albia.
You know, football is a game of inches, and you ought to see the inches on my tan slacks. Boom! Let's get back to Friday Night Lights with Jason, Dan, Jimmy, Big T, and Little C.
Albion holding on to a 7-6 lead after CMB takes advantage of that short field and punches in a touchdown. And I'll tell you what, Christian, that's a load to bring down in that outstanding quarterback there, Sampson for CMB.
Yeah, that quarterback's a big dude. And Big T said the best, rumbling, bumbling, and stumbling right there. He just took everyone down with him and went to the end zone. So.
And Dan, you know, you give him a short field, and this offense becomes really difficult to stop.
It is, and that's just, again, it's going to rely on us to finding that answer to Sampson, both running and throwing it.
Here's the Conley spray foam insulation kickoff deep, and this one goes into the end zone. It will be a touchback, and Abby will get the ball at the 20-yard line. T, this offense for the Blue Demons been able to move the football on the ground. I think we're gonna see some opening up here of the passing game as well.
I think you're right, you know, and just like that pass that Zach had down the sideline there, he was single coverage right there. I mean, I think if we see more of that, I think we'll see some more scoring for Albion.
Jimmy, you just mentioned that some of the bigger guys were off. I see that it's a little bit smaller front now for CMB.
Yeah, but you know what? It's just a tough team. I'm telling you, they're out there. They're wanting it just as bad as we want it.
Here comes the handoff. Osing over the left side. Gets across the 20, out to the 25-yard line. Nice first down carry there for the Blue Demons, Dan.
I really like that. You know, just keep grinding it out and smash them and make those big guys up front work. I know they've got some depth there up front with their linemen, as Jimmy said. You know, they're bringing them in and out. But the more we keep punching and grinding, I think the more we can wear them down and look for good things as the game wears on.
15 seconds to go here in this opening quarter. Albion out front 7-6. Albion will bring the tight formation to the line of scrimmage. Power eye. Here's the option play and a mix-up in the plays. Lesher's going to keep it and does a great job of working back close to the line of scrimmage. So that was just a miscommunication on the Blue Demon offense.
Yeah, we had backs going different directions, and Brett knew immediately it was a broken-up play. It wasn't going to work as designed, and so did the only thing he could do, which was just scramble and try to get out of it. Brett kind of came out of the shade, looking at his hand a little bit, his left hand a little bit. Kind of might have got stepped on a little, but he'll be gamer. He'll be right there. We'll get this little quarter break, and we'll keep the drive alive.
One quarter in the book after one. It's Albion 7, CMB 6. We'll be right back after a scoring update at the Friday Night Light Studio and a quick message from our sponsor.
All right, Jason and Dan and the whole crew, thanks. Excellent job. Let's take a look. We've got a lot of scores and a lot of teams changing possession here. A lot of scores going back and forth. You'll see what I mean. Pekin now leads Montezuma 7-2. It's North Mahaska trailing Linville Sully 29-6. Also, Carlisle's now gone up on Centerville 14-7. They lead the Big Red. Fairfield leads Port Madison 7-0. It's Pella now on top of Norwalk with another score, 14-0. Knoxville leads Sheraton 7-0. And Bondurant Farrar has just scored on Davis County 21-0. North Polk leads I-35 14-0. PCM of Monroe on top of Clark 14-0. Indianola all over Council Bluffs. Thomas Jefferson 51-0. Pleasantville leads Southeast Warren 20-0. And it's Ankeny on top of Sioux City North 24-0. Van Meter and Pella Christian are tied at 7. And Lone Tree leads Van Buren 7-0. It's Sigourney Kyoto at the half, trailing Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont 3-0. And Wayne leads Melcher Dallas 46-20. That's a look at your Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights Big Board, and also brought to you by Napa Know How. If you want to know how your team's doing, download the KIIC Thunderbolt app, where all the scores are updated frequently in real time. Let's go back for the Conley Spray Foam Insulation kickoff.
Third down now for the Blue Demons. Open this is second quarter,
or Matt. Just the second quarter, maybe.
Yeah, that's right, buddy. Nice.
Thank you.
Put that in the vault, Joe.
Yeah, I don't think so. Replay that one.
No. Back to you guys.
The first carry from scrimmage in this second quarter goes for a gain of 7 yards, and Albion first down. Albion with the football at the 36-yard line. Here's a handoff. Schultz trying to work over the left side. Has a little bit of running room there, but CMB closes it quickly. Well, it looked like a hole was starting to really develop on this left side, Dan, but CMB showing off their lateral movement.
Oh, definitely. And, again, they've got good size all along the front line there. And, again, Zach Sampson, we mentioned there before the game there, you know, he plays D-tackle on the line here, the quarterback. So that's how strong he is. He's out there playing. The big guy, 71 in pursuit there, Patrick Garrard, and did a nice job making the tackle. But it was a good crease, good hole. I like that. You just kind of keep pounding along. They don't always go for touchdowns. They're certainly designed for it. And we just keep pounding away and getting our yards where we can.
Second down, 8 for the Blue Demons. Leshen fakes the handoff. Rolls back. Here comes the pursuit by CMB. Leshen gets away from him. Across the 40, looking for a block. Sarver with a block. 45, 40, 35. Down the sideline. Brent Leshen turns a broken play into a big play, and Albion will have it first and 10 from the 31-yard line of CMB. Dan, he was caught in the backfield, and he turned that loss into a big first Iowa State Bank first down, and that is all Brent Leshen. Yeah,
and it is, and what we saw, too, really evident there is once you get around that edge, those big guys cannot pursue. They do not have the speed. 71 had a great line if he had any wheels at all. He just gave up. He knew he couldn't even remotely get close to it. So if we can get those edges, they've got some really speedy guys in the second. But I like my chances with Brett Leshen out there taking them one-on-one anytime.
How about that, Jimmy? Brett showing off his jets.
My goodness, Jace. I'm glad he's on our side. My goodness gracious. That's an athlete.
Here's a sweep to the right side. Alex Schultz gets the corner. Steve spies forward. The face mask comes in late, and that's going to be another 15 yards tacked on the 10 that Alex Schultz took over that right side. That line moving bodies around Big C. That was some great blocking there by that Blue Demon offense.
That's off. Doing really great today.
Really like that play, getting those lead blockers going, that sweep. Again, we get to those edges, we can really take advantage. That'll soften up that middle. I know they got the big guys in the middle, but we pounded on them. Coach Frankton does a really good job of mixing it up. Last week we saw that as well, with almost equal rushing and passing yards. And so that's really critical to keep moving that back and forth like that. A really well-designed play and executed by the Blue Demons.
First and 10 for Albion. Knocking on the door once again at the 11-yard line now. 7-6 Blue Demons, 10:41 to go first half. Leshen, and a fumble on the play. Osing falls on it. Good heads-up play there by Griffin.
Just a little miss on a handoff there. The exchange went bad there, and the ball just dropped right out of Griffin's hands. But it was not too fast that he couldn't get back on top of that ball and get it done. So,
10:24 to go here in the first half, 7-6 Blue Demons. And, of course, Dan, we approach this halftime early. You know, we're just getting started tonight, buddy.
You bet. We'll go out to the post-game locker room show once again at the White Buffalo. They brought us a pizza as well.
Hey.
A little halftime snack we've got coming for us. So they're getting ready for that pizza buffet bar they got there. Easy for me to say. Be a good time after the game.
Here comes the pitch to Schultz. Schultz fighting his way inside the 10-yard line, reaching out there, filling his blocks. Heads inside the 10, down close to the 6-yard line. A gain of about 6 yards on second down. It's going to bring a third down. And about 6 for the Blue Demons. They can get a first down at about the 2-yard line. This offensive line doing a good job blocking. I'll be able to move the football on the ground.
Yeah, they're doing really good. I mean, they're firing off the ball. They're getting these big guys out of the way and doing good right now.
Third down, 6. Here's a pitch. Schultz trying to get to that corner. Here comes the flag, and this is going to be holding on Albion. Alex running straight ahead, keeps fighting for it. I'll tell you what, I love the tenacity in which Alex Schultz runs with the football. But, Dan, this one's going to come back on a holding call.
All right, that's a clipping. I figured it was a hold. It was on the interior lineman. So, obviously, we just went and chopped the guy below the knees there behind him and clipped him. And Alex Olsel, boy, what a couple good pops he put on the defenders there. They're supposed to be giving the punishment, and he's instead taking the opportunity to give it right back to him. But, as you said, the penalty will march all the way back, 15-yard penalty, a huge one. Once again, Coach Staten talked about this last several weeks. We've just uncharacteristically had too many penalties, and they're just something we've got to try to get rid of. And at this time, you don't want that. Now it brings up a third and 22 situation. The ball is at the 23-yard line, so we've got a long ways to go. I'm guessing a 22 call would be mine.
Well, we haven't got quite to the 37-yard line yet where we can do our fate pattern to Zach Ugin.
Go 22. Seems to be a very good play.
Zach Ugin splits to the right side. Leshem rolls back.
There he goes.
Looking across the middle of the field. Zach Ugin, touchdown, Albia. Zach Ugin on a 23-yard post pattern. Touchdown, Albia. And the Blue Demons putting their six up on the board. Touchdown, courtesy of Santa Pierce Bacher Funeral Home. You hear the horn, you hear the cannon. And, Dan, you called that one, buddy boy.
It's just when you get those situations, that's what's just so nice to have. You know, the other team, they watch the videos. They see the report. You know we're going to do it. Now, what was different, they ran them on a post route. Last few times they've been going go routes with them, so the defense still doesn't have a clue where to go with them, and you can't keep up with that speed. And Brett just knows how to lace it right out there where only Zach will get it.
Bosser to try the extra point. I'll be up by seven. Here comes the extra point. It's high enough, long enough. This one is good enough. 14-6 Albia. 8:55 to go here in the first half. Brett the Jet Leshen with the bomb on that CMB defense. Zach Ugin on the attack. Touchdown Albia. And we'll be right back after this timeout.
Right now, U.S. Cellular is offering a $50 bonus on all Samsung smartphones, which means the Galaxy Axiom is free and the Galaxy S3 is just $49.99. U.S. Cellular. Hello better. And now for the fun part. $50 comes as a MasterCard debit card. Device protection plus at $8.99 required and must remain on account for 60 days. A deductible will apply per approved claim. New two-year agreement. Applicable data plan. $35 activation fee and other restrictions apply. Swing by a store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular. For more details, Boyd's has four locations to serve you. New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
Back in the Friday Night Lights studio, Knoxville has gone up on Sheraton 14-0. Albia leads CMB at Baxter now 14-6. It's Wayne on top of Melcher Dallas 52-20. A new score coming in as Bondurant for our leads Davis County 28-0. A new score coming in for Pleasantville as they now lead Southeast Warren 34-0. That's the scores as we have them. More on the way here soon. And let's go back live to the People's State Bank broadcast booth and what I'm guessing is a Conley spray foam insulation kickoff this time.
That's a good guess.
There you go.
Leshem rolls back. No, wait. Here's the Conley spray foam insulation kickoff. Deep towards the goal line. Big number 85 on the return. Gets across the 10. Sidesteps across the 15. Right there is a bunch of Blue Demon. Sampson and Shaka. One back in the backfield. Here comes the flag in. Hands it off and running inside the 25 down to the 27-yard line. But this is going to be motion on CMB. That'll be a 5-yard markup. On the Southern Iowa Technology text line, go Big Blue. The Barlow's listening from home. Hey, Coach. Glad to have you along, Coach Barlow. Well, I'll tell you what, Dan. He does a lot for the youth football program.
Unsung
Trevor
hero.
Barlow and his family.
Yeah.
Band-Aid man is how I call him.
You can't guys like that. Alex's dad Jim was there when I first came to the program. But just those guys are phenomenal. What they do for the program, they help these kids keep them going and keep their spirits up and do a phenomenal job.
5-yard markoff nullifies the runs. First and 15 for CMB. The quarterback steps back, looks over to the sideline, gets a call, looks to audibleize two receivers. Here's to the near side. Rolls back, has some time. Now here comes some pressure. Throws it out in the flat, underthrown, and they're going to call that a catch. And I don't know, T, it looked like a lot of grass blew up on that one.
No doubt. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that.
And we had two officials saying he got underneath it.
Yeah, well, they're a lot closer than I am. But, wow, looked like grass clippings went right up in the air when the ball was going into his hands. Second down now, and let's call it five for CMB after the 10-yard gain. Here's the quarterback going to keep it, and he brought down right at the 20-yard line. A good job of collapsing on that play by the defense.
And that's, I'm going to guess, too, is a recognition on the defensive line, realizing on the left tackle, 71, when he closes up his pre-snap position, it's a run play. You know, he opens up his stance considerably on pass plays. I would say it's a run play here again, Jason, the way he's setting up right now.
5:39 to go, 14-6 Albia. CMB's going to keep it. He's going to run inside the 20 down to the close to the 15-yard line, and he'll be marked down, but not until he gets the first down. And CMB now First down and 10 from the 14-yard line. I'll tell you what, see, they've really got some rhythm to their offense now.
That's right. And this offensive team, me and Dan were talking about before the game, they went to Notre Dame camp, and they finished third out of 80 teams on a 7-on-7.
Pretty impressive stuff. Sampson this time met in the backfield. Bossard in there along with a bunch of his friends, meeting him in the backfield, a loss of about a yard on the play.
Yeah, and Christian's right. You know, when you take a 7-on-7 competition, you go into Notre Dame, these aren't just small schools and rinky-dinks. These are some top-notch athletes, and to get third out of 80 is an impressive accomplishment over the summer.
What's this? John Flattery sneaking up here and into the stay away from the mics. We know what you did last year, Gangnam Style.
The pizza cash that we have up here.
Oh, man. Get your hands out of there, Flattery. Oh, my. Three receivers here to the near side of the field. Second down and 11.
Comes a pass.
From the 15-yard line. Rolling back. Throws it back across the field.
Blocking the back.
It was a block in the back, not called. Here's a quick hitter and going out of bounds. Only a 2-yard gain. Well defended by the Blue Demons that time. Dan, that could have been a penalty as well.
I thought Josiah Harris, that's the second time I've seen him really react well. He's playing coming out of the T-tackle position, but he slid out. He's going out to that flat receiver, playing almost like a linebacker, which is great on the defensive tackle. It looked like 71, blocked him in the back as they were releasing. He almost got his hands on it. No call, unfortunately.
CMB knocking on the door here. Third down and 9 at the Albia 14-yard line. Sampson rolls back, fakes the handoff. Being pursued. Pressure. Nearly got to him, but stays on his feet. Tripped up and throws it away.
Intercepted!
Yes! Right there is Shadow Leshen on the INT. Shadow stepped into an errant pass by the quarterback with the INT. That turnover brought to you by the River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, join them at the River every Sunday morning, 9:30. Shadow Leshen, INT. Albia going the other way. And, Jimmy, that is a big-time turnover for the Blue
Demons.
That's
right, brother. That's right. Hey, that's huge, big. Wow.
And that's a case where Zach Sampson's not wanting to get sacked. That line is just doing an outstanding job. You really like that. It's still very young. Connor McDonough is coming in her first year getting a start this year, but doing a nice job. And they're really firing off, getting good holes.
First Iowa State Bank, first down. All first downs in this first half brought to you by First Iowa State Bank. Here is Schultz. Schultz has some playing room over the left side, gets across the 40. Another gain of about 6-7 yards. And I'll tell you what, he is starting to find his rhythm, Jimmy. And boy, when he gets his rhythm down, gets his timing down, big things for Alex the Sergeant Schultz.
The Sergeant's in charge, Jason. I tell you what, you know, the first game, you know, game speed, you got to play the game to get the game speed. And he's getting it. He's feeling it. He's smelling it. He wants it. And right now it's happening.
It's just amazing, isn't it, Jimmy, how much he's made that adjustment from week one to week two for him.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Leshen rolls back, has time, throws it in the flat, complete to Baker, across midfield. Matt Baker has the first down all the way to the 46-yard line of CMB. Albia on the march here, 2:42 to go here in the first half, 14-6 here. Let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio and get you a quick scoring update. Jay Mill, take it away.
I'm going to leave you on live so we don't miss any action. The Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board brought to you by Albia Brewing Company. They're providing all of our food in the booth and out at the press box today. Oskaloosa leads Winterset 21-3, and it's Knoxville now leading. No, excuse me. Sheraton leads Knoxville 14-7. The Chargers up on Knoxville 14-7. We'll get you some more scores here in just a little bit, gentlemen.
Alex Schultz takes it over the left side, gets a nice little crease there, inside off guard right there on the inside, gets up 7 yards there. So second down 3, the ball on the CMB 39. Me and Coach Achenbach talking in sync now.
Albia with the football on the march here. 2:05 to go, 14-6 Blue Demons. And here is a...
We were rocking on our heels a little bit.
A little excitement going on. Let's get a few more scoring updates while they mark this one off. JML, take it away, buddy.
All right, yeah, we do have a few more here to get in, guys, and we'll leave you on live so we don't miss any action. Eddie Blakesburg has scored again on Sigourney Kyoto. It's now 10-0. The Rockets on top of the Cobras of Sigourney Kyoto. Pekin leads Montezuma 7-2, and it's Carlisle now up on Centerville 17-7. Fairfield leads Fort Madison 10-6. And one more quick one, Pella leads Norwalk 14-3. And I promised one more, but let's do one more. Grinnell and Ballard are tied at 14. Back live to the People's State Bank Press Box.
Brett Leshen on the quarterback keeper, and he'll be brought down, a loss all the way back to the 49-yard line.
And that was just a little misdirection or confusion on the blocking. Griffin Osing had a nice little block. Brett thought it was going to block the other way, and unfortunately, Brett slid to the way Griffin was blocking him, and so just set the defender up to make that tackle.
Third down and 14. Abby's going to call a timeout. We'll take a real quick timeout. Come back after a 30-second timeout. You're looking at the Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Touchdown at Summers Car Credit. Yeah! We're scoring touchdowns at Summers Car Credit. Come get
get you a touchdown of Summers Car Credit in Oskaloosa. We're offering great deals on wheels with low in-house financing, terms to fit your budget, low interest. I'm telling you, folks, we're scoring it big here at Summers Car Credit. So come get you some. That's right, get you some of Summers Car Credit. 911 Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
This is TV 13's Keith Murphy. Let's get back to Friday Night Lights on Fonder Country.
Murphy just said Fonder Country?
I know, Andy. That's the way you say it.
I think it's Thunder Country.
Oh, Fonder! It sounds bigger, and this is a big show.
But this is Southern Iowa, and I think they talk more like Coulter Ray down there. Thunder.
Let's just get back to the show. Here's Jason, Dan, and Big T. 1:35 to go. I'll be with the football just inside the 50 of CMB. Third down and 15. Leshen in the shotgun. Stands back, has time, throws a fade pattern. Schultz and complete. Could not see a look back and got lost there. But Alex out here on the outside to see so fast. He becomes a nightmare for most linebackers.
You know, we saw that last week about a similar type play coming out of the backfield there, and he just can go over the top and get almost any pass there, Jason. And that time it looked like Alex didn't see it coming out of the hand, didn't realize he was coming his way. So unfortunate not to get the connection, or he would have had to make an adjustment, and I think he could have made that and gotten a catch.
Thanks to Jack and Johnny Flattery delivering the Diet Pepsi. I'm starting to get parched up here.
You're welcome, Jason.
Thank you, Dan, for paying for it. 14-6 Albion. Now fourth down, 13. Leshen looks to punt here. Sends Baker in motion. And he gets rid of it. End over end kick. Bounces at about the 15, rolling towards the goal line. And it's going to go in for a touchback. Great effort that time by Zach Eugen and Luke Sarver. But the flag is on the play here, or on the play over on that far sideline, Dan. I'm not sure here.
I'm wondering if, I don't know.
Did you see that, T?
Sure.
Procedural penal. Yeah, that'll be declined.
Yeah, illegal formation on the Blue Demons, as you've heard over their loud PA speaker.
One of the stats I'm going to be interested in, guys, at the halftime break is the number of penalties. I think this is something really Coach and T when, or Jimmy, when you guys get Coach out of the halftime break, I think that's one of the things he's going to talk about because on this drive alone, a couple of penalties really slowed it down, their drive.
And before that drive, we had 5 penalties for 52 yards. Johnny Flattery keeping us posted on that. So, yeah, it's just, you know, it is. It's one that Coach Staten, you know, that 3 is a game is what he would rather have, 3 penalties. That's a lot. You know, we got 5 already, and that's not even halftime. Wow, we're 6 now.
1:20 to go here in the first half. Sampson rolls, throws it to the flat, complete. And being hit. Oh, did you hear that smack? That is Bryce Leshen greeting number 20 on the sidelines. Brady Stover. Brady Stover, meet Bryce Leshen. When you get back up and remember the stars, you can head to Bluff Creek Archery, courtesy of that ton of brick hits. When you're looking for your fall hunting needs, get to Bluff Creek Archery. Bring you all those ton of brick hits.
Great hit. Unfortunately, the receiver did go out of bounds, so that stopped the clock, gives CMB some more time here to work with. They do have 2 timeouts left in the first half. For them, plenty of time with a minute 15 in the half.
Sampson rolls to the right side, throws it out in the flat, complete. And brought down an open field tackle there by the Blue Demons. And then that's going to bring up 2nd down and 4. And CMB is going to call timeout. They'll have 1 timeout left, 1:08 to go here, first half. Albie out in front, 14-6. And, Dan, this defense is going to really be tested here. This kid can sling the ball around the field. Mm-hmm. And so many bodies to cover. That's and they're not hiding what they're going to do here.
Oh no, and they'll flood those areas. You know, we play typically a zone defense on the corners and safeties and the outside backers, and you know they'll flood 2 receivers in a particular zone area and see if our defense can react and get an extra man covered. Zach Sampson is very good at picking up the guy that's going to be open. You know, he's been at this long enough. He knows how to go through his progressions and find that open receiver. So we'll see which one wins here with a minute 8 left, and then see which one's got the stronger of the 2 wills.
Well, T, this has been a really strong first half ending football team, Albia, on the offensive side. Their defense now this week being forced to come up with a stop.
You know, and they've been playing a great game. You know, they came back in that PCM game, you know, held that team to 6. You know, they're doing good. They're just going to shore it up right here and keep them at 6 right now.
4 receivers, that's right. And I can count.
4
you
on the
pass
near
4,
side.
You know, but 4 right here in front
and
of the Albia bench.
One on the far side.
Quarterback's going to keep it on the draw. Gets the first down out across the 40, 45-yard line. Spreads them out and then takes advantage of those holes. And that's going to go for a first down.
We'll stop the clock momentarily until they get the chain set there. Again, the ball spotted at the 46-yard line.
Lots of time. Zach Sampson. Now, again, with four receivers over here on the near side. Rolls back. Plants throws a fade pattern down the sideline. Deep throw. Back there is Brett Leshen. INT, Brett Leshen. Playing center field out here for the defense. Gets a turnover. All turnovers brought to you by River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, join him at the River. Every Sunday morning, 9:30, and Brett Leshen with another INT. And I'll tell you what, Albia taking advantage of turnovers is going to be important. But three already, Dan, right. That really is a difference in this first half.
Oh, it is. And that was just
time out there.
A little bit. You know, we're way deep in our own territory, but, you know, anything's possible. We do have that one play.
What I'd really like, you know, is to see us try to get something, even if it's a field goal opportunity. You know, we start the second half with the ball kicked to us. You know, so there's good things, but it's you know, every you don't want to be greedy, but you got to take advantage of any opportunity that presents itself.
Playing soft back here so you can get a nice big run. Here comes Alex Schultz across the 20, 25-yard line, steps out of bounds to the 21, has the first down. And that's what happens. I'll tell you what. And you get a guy like Alex Schultz or Zach Eugen or other special skill players, get them the space that they're giving us, and they can make a big play on their own. You don't have to throw it 50 yards. You just get them in space, and they are hard to bring down.
36 seconds is a wealth of opportunity, a wealth of time here if we're going to go 10 yards at a time. You know, we can get a lot of yards here in the next 20 seconds and then decide what to do with that last play or two.
36 seconds to go here. First half, Albion out in front, 14-6. Leshen. And the shotgun has time. Plants throws a out pattern and incomplete. Zach had kind of slid out there.
And I actually like the incompletion. If he'd have caught it, there was two defenders right there close. They were doubling him. It's a good chance they would have made a tackle before he could have got out of bounds. It wasn't a first down, so the clock's not going to stop by the moving of the chain. So a very good incompletion, 32 seconds left.
Got a text coming in, and let's see. It's a pitcher text. Me and my date for the night. That's my beautiful wife and a paintbrush. Dan, I am the luckiest man in the world, buddy. That's the most beautiful face God ever created, and she's got a paintbrush with it. Here's a handoff, a counterplay, and that one is Zach Eugen brought down. 23 seconds to go and counting. And Albie with the football, third down. That's darn. I definitely married up, buddy.
Yes, you did. No doubt about it. I think we're going to they're going to try to get one more. I thought maybe they'd let the clock expire, maybe go for
one. I love it. I love
it. Broke here. Don't let anything go for six. Pick six, but get one more play right here.
Leshen. And here comes the penalty flag in. 5 seconds to go. And we'll go back to the Friday Night Live studio in just a second here with all your scores. Final 5 seconds here. They're going to mark it off.
I think.
And spread them wide. And this is going to be a shot for the end zone. What do you think, see? What's the play here? You were in that huddle.
Clock starts.
You got to get to the last scrap?
No.
Ooh, I don't think we're going to get a play.
No play. That is the end of the first half. Well, the half ends with a penalty, and that, I think, will be a subject of discussion at the halftime break. But nonetheless, the Blue Demons take a 14-6 lead into the halftime break. We're going to come back with your Eagles Club impact player of this first half and your Cindy's Beauty Hut beautiful play of the first half when we come back to Friday Night Lights Blue Demon football.
All right, guys. Great job. Again, Albia leads 14-6 at the half. Three interceptions for the Blue Demons.
Yeah, those young men and women have been working real hard, and we call this the start of the official season. We have conference on Tuesday, and then a week from Tuesday we go to districts over in Panora. So things have been looking good for us. We want to keep running hard and stay healthy, and if you've got a chance Tuesday to come out and see us, junior high action starts at 4:30. Varsity and JV girls will be at 5, and the boys will run at 5:30. It's right there at the Eddyville High School.
Coach, real quick before we get to Coach Staten here, talk a little bit about the boys team. You guys have gotten, last count you had 7, and I know you've gotten a few more since in championships, and Dorpinghaus just stealing the show.
Yeah, you know, Colton's running real well right now. He's taking care of himself both in his running and his diet and his habits, and that's real good to see. And we've got 7 team titles out of the 9 meetings. The only teams we haven't beat were Williamsburg and Oski, both ranked 3A teams up at Oskaloosa. And we saw Oski just the other day at Centerville, and we were able to finish ahead of them. So it's too bad Williamsburg wouldn't have been there as well. But they're doing real well. You know, Mason Cox leading his team in a great manner, and we're just fortunate to have these kids and the work ethic they have.
Getting it done, Coach Ratliff. Appreciate it. Boys and girls teams having an excellent season, and what a chance it would be to go out and watch them participate on Tuesday. Tuesday at the Cross Country Conference meet on Tuesday night. Let's go down to Big T running across the field. He's at the 9, 9.5, 9 3/4. He's all the way to the 10-yard line and only 7 seconds there. Coach Big T down there with Coach Dayton.
Coach, you know, not a bad first half. Got some turnovers. But, boy, the penalty bug's kind of crept back into the mix, hasn't it?
Twice as many penalties, three times as many penalty yards. This football team has got to fix that if they want to advance on this season. You cannot be doing that against a good football team. This is a very good quarterback we're facing, probably the best quarterback we've seen all year long, and he's keeping them in the ball game. We're letting them hang with us. The longer you let a team hang with you, the more dangerous they become. So we talked about penalties. We're not going to work on them because we're already doing them very good. So we're going to try to stay positive and instead of say don't jump offside, we're going to say listen to snap count, hang on to the football, protect the football, those kinds of things. So this has been a recurring problem. The players need to fix it or we're going to struggle. That's just all there is to it.
Coach, good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
Big T with Coach Dayton on your home team coaches interview, brought to you by Barice Rest Home, your local licensed residential care home. Warm hearts, caring hands. And just a few seconds ago, Big C caught up with Coach Rob Luther for CMB about their halftime break.
I'm with CMB's head coach, Coach Luther. Coach, excellent first half. Tell us a little bit about that and your improvements that you're going to be doing into the second half.
Yeah, I think we played a pretty good first half. It really comes down to three turnovers on our end and zero on yours. I mean, we don't score in a red zone. Right now we just got to go ahead and make a few plays and not turn the ball over.
And for your second half, any changes you're going to do in order to exceed those turnovers and score in the red zone?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to make a couple adjustments. Right now, we got to figure out how to pick up the blitz or bring a lot of people at us in our pass game. Number one, it's just taking care of the football and making sure we give our quarterback time to throw the ball.
Coach, best of luck in the second half and continue to do good.
Thank you.
Christian with Coach Luther for CMB. Guys down on the sidelines, Big T and Jimmy, talk about what Albie's got to do here in the second half, the keys to the second half for the Blue Demons.
Well, you heard what Coach said. We got to quit the penalties. The penalties are killing us, you know. Thank God for the interceptions and stuff to keep us in the game, but we can't let this team keep hanging with us, Jason, because I'm telling you what, we will. It'll hurt ourselves. If we don't take care of it now and come out quick, we could be in a problem there.
And T, you had a chance to talk with Coach Dayton. He doesn't want any more practice on the penalty bug.
I love that, man. We're already really good at it, so we don't need to get better at it. No, you could tell Coach was just livid about that. And that's one of the things that gets in his craw is those penalties.
Well, the pancakes this offensive line needs to make tonight, they will be making pancakes for sure in the morning as the Blue Demons will be making pancakes for Blue Demon Nation. Your chance to come in and meet some of the players tomorrow morning. The Moms Club is having a pancake breakfast, and the boys will be making the pancakes, Dan.
That's a great
event.
And
the money goes to help pay for things like that big old football helmet and this outstanding equipment these guys have.
And I just want to, in all seriousness, to tip my hat to both T and Christian. Nice interviews there. Christian's got a really hard job doing the opposing coach, and very good job and very gracious on Coach Luther to work with Christian on that.
Conley spray foam insulation kickoff. This one goes back into the end zone, and that is a touchback. Albie will have the ball at the 20-yard line. Dan, T and Jimmy talked about the halftime keys. Let's get your Dewey Motor Company second half keys.
I thought they already did that.
I'm giving it to you, buddy. I'm setting you up. Dan's up here pouting. He didn't get to give his keys, and I just wanted to give you a chance. Now what in the world?
I want to do the field condition report if they're going to do my keys.
Unbelievable. Man, they're eating up mics. Only five of them. Albie with the football to open up this second half. Leshen under the center. I formation, handoff to Schultz. Schultz caught in the backfield, tries to get away from the defender, and will be brought down. Dan, that time CMB came out and read that offensive set for the Blue Team as well.
Just a quick pressure, and then they shot the gap there quicker than our lineman could pick it up, and so did a nice job of getting in on the backfield. Schultz still able to get to the line of scrimmage, but brings up second and 10. So not a good first down play, but the Blue Demons, if we know nothing else, will continue to keep sharpening and getting better each and every play.
Second down and 11 for the Blue Demons. Again, here's a counter play, fake handoff. Leshen rolls back, throws it across the middle of the field, and out complete. Zach Eugen on the attack. A diving attempt across the 42-yard line, and Zach Eugen with another big reception from Brett the Jet Leshen. And I'll tell you what, that was an amazing catch. But Dan, what do you expect out of Zach Eugen, but things like that?
That's an incredible catch, you know, to go out there, come across there, and he just did a great job getting his hands on it. And that's got to make our new favorite listener down in Phoenix, Arizona, Sean Healy and his family excited. They're joining in, Sean, Tina, Aaron, and Shannon. Happy to be part of the Blue Demon Nation now.
Glad to have you along, folks. Enjoy the ride tonight.
They're being inducted with Emma and Kevin Heffron are down there visiting them, old college friends. So they're inducting them. They gave a big shout out. They think we're doing a phenomenal job up here in spite of their goofiness, and they say that we're doing a good job. And they're following
Goofy.
Us all the
way.
That's I don't know. But they're following us all the way through the playoffs. And so we appreciate each and every listener coming in, and we hope we can bring you great games like this one.
My buddy Kevin Heffron checking in. Here's a handoff. Running with it is Osing. Brought down at about the 50-yard line, a gain of about two on second down. They're going to bring a third down and four for the Blue Demons right at midfield. 10:33 to go here in the third quarter. I'll be out in front 14-6. Let's get a quick scoring update. Jay Mill, give us that update.
Yeah, that Pekin Montezuma game is living up to all its hype. Pekin now leads by a point, 14-13. Eddyville Blakesburg just scored on Sigourney Keyote. It's now 17-0. Rockets on top. And we'll continue to keep you up to date. We've got a lot more scores coming in. Back live to you guys in the People's State Bank press box.
Oh, my goodness. Watch that. Sergeant Schultz, Alex Schultz, on a 10-yard carry all the way to the 41-yard line of CMB. And, Dan, we got so caught up there at the halftime break, we did not forget about our impact player courtesy of the Eagles Club, but we didn't get it over the air. And why not? Sergeant Schultz, 96 yards first in the first half, and he just takes a pile of white jerseys down the field for a 10-yard gain.
Right on cue. He reminds us that we got to give him that impact player that first half with that big gain. They're running really hard and hitting those holes perfectly.
Here comes the fake handoff, a bootleg. Leshen with it inside the 35. Sides as the defender, 30. Gets the block from Zach Eugen inside the 20-yard line, and that will be a Blue Demon first down. But I'll tell you what.
How about that?
Unbelievable. There's going to be pancakes in the morning, Big T, but Zach Eugen out on the split end just laid a CMB defender on the ground and gave him a big old pancake out there on the outside.
I tell you what, man, that was awesome. I was faked out all the way.
And Zach Eugen, you're right. Not only pancaked that guy, he drove him below the turf. I mean, he was just driving him in the ground, did not let up. And that's what you like out of your wide receiver. Here comes Hugo, or Schultz, excuse me, on the handoff there from Leshen.
Fighting for it.
Oh,
the 10-5.
Yes!
Touchdown! Sergeant Schultz takes it in for a touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. Unbelievable. Alex Schultz. He just willed his way to the end zone, and he was not going to be denied. And I love the way he runs with the football. Jimmy, you said last year he blocks when he runs with the football.
He is in charge tonight. I tell you what, he knocked 71 down. That dude's seeing stars. Look at him.
71 weighs 330 pounds, folks. This is a big mountain of a man.
He's wobbly.
And that's just not fair. I'm sorry, guys. It's not fair that Alex Schultz is so fast and strong. He knocks down a 350-pound guy, and he's seeing stars. Here comes your extra point attempt. Up and good. And with 9:31 to go, it's Albia 21, CMB 6. And Jay Mill back on the board. We're scoring it up here. I know the scores are coming in at the Friday Night Light studio. Take it away, big boy.
All right, guys, back in the Friday Night Lights studio, the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board brought to you by Quality Ag. And you got to feel a little bit for Coach Kakmarinski and his Pella Christian Eagles. Lost last week 14-13. Lost this week 14-13 to Van Meter. That game is now final. Pella Christian Eagles lose by a point 14-13. Washington leads Mount Pleasant 51-0. It's Williamsburg on top of Keokuk 35-0. Lone Tree leads Van Buren 28-0. Pekin again on top of Montezuma in the final quarter 14-13. If you want to listen to that close game, it's on stream number 7. Eddieville Blakesburg leads Sigourney Keyote 17-0. Wayne all over Melcher Dallas 66-20. Sheraton now leads Knoxville by 6. It's 20-14. And Bondurant Farrar all over Davis County 38-0. North Polk on top of I-35, 34-0. That was at the halftime break. PCM of Monroe on top of Clark of Osceola, 40-0. Indianola all over CMB, excuse me, I'm sorry, Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson, 51-0. Dowling on top of Ottumwa, 42-0. And Sioux City North trails Ankeny, 38-7. New score coming in. It's a new score for Pekin. They have just scored on Montezuma. It's now 22-15 is the recent update here for Pekin and Montezuma. Let's go back live to the Conley Spray Foam Insulation kickoff and the People's State Bank press box. Let's go back to Jason, Dan, Jimmy, Big T, and Big C.
Conley spray foam insulation kickoff returned out to the 29-yard line. CMB will take over. 9:26 to go here in the third quarter. 21-6 Albion. The Blue Demons score first on offense in the second half. Quarterback rolls back, being pursued, throws across the middle of the field. It's complete, and paying the price right there at the 40-yard line is number 20. That is Brady.
Last second, Brett Leshen covers probably 10 yards and knocks that ball out.
And, Dan, that's the presence of mind of Brett Leshen. You talk about it, the athleticism and his quickness and his toughness, but he's also very cerebral back there on defense as well as offense.
Well, it is. And, again, that's a great job of not getting the interception. Just let's take the ball in the possession up here at the 36, but get the ball knocked down. That's what he did with his hand. Just pulled it down and hit it to the ground.
Here comes the handoff. Alex Schultz running with the football, trying to get to the corner. Schultz has a 10-yard carry out across midfield all the way into CMB territory. And Jimmy, the sergeant, is in charge.
The sergeant's in charge, people! Hey! Woo!
I just love the, you know, we talked about it all in that first half, but the way that he is waiting for his blocks and then he hits that burst of speed, what a difference a week can make.
It really does. It's just, it's amazing to see from the first week for him and the second week here. You know, the thing I'm seeing too here, Jason, is the fact you've got a team that comes in CMB 3-3, we're 6-0. There's an attitude that comes with that. And so CMB, it looks like, looks a little troubled here. And as soon as I say that, I think we're going to get a penalty. And, oh, as soon as I brag him up, we're playing with confidence, we go get a procedure penalty.
5-yard mark off. Let's get a quick scoring update back at the Friday Night Lights studio.
And the Tharp Friday Night Lights big board has Sheraton up on Knoxville 20-14. Wayne in the fourth quarter, 72 points on Melcher Dallas, 72-20. Winterset's just scored on Oski. It's in the third quarter, but Oski still leads it 28-17. Some other scores here of local interest. Carlisle still leads Centerville. They've doubled them up. Carlisle 31, Centerville 14 in the third period. And Bonnerant Farrar leads Davis County 45-0. Knoxville trails Sheraton 20-14. Our score here, 21-6. Let's go back live to you guys in the People's State Bank broadcast booth.
Alex Schultz on a pitch to the right side. Takes it all the way inside the 45 down to the 42-yard line. A gain of 11 on the play. Second down and 4 for the Blue Demons. 5:07 to go, third quarter. Albia out front 21-6. And Alex Schultz getting a lot of credit up here, but that offensive line is doing a job.
That offensive line is doing his job. It's blocking up big old holes for him to run through. It's looking great out there for them.
Alex Schultz again on the carry, Dan, and you can hear the pads popping.
You know, I'm looking at the players down here. We've got a 6'1", 270-pound linebacker who's coming up holding his arm, you know, because Schultz hit him so hard. Usually it's the other way around. Linebackers hit tailbacks. This kid's getting a stinger from tackling.
I see him shaking his arm out there.
He's a big kid, you know, big, strong, strapping linebacker, and, you know, Schultz is just punishing.
Here comes the fake handoff. Leshen was going to keep it and decides to throw it away. Excellent job there by Leshen. Now he's outside the pocket. Oh, intentional ground. He's outside the pocket, threw it past the line of scrimmage, and there was a receiver on this side. Now, I don't think the official saw all that, to be quite honest with you.
I think the editor and publisher of the Albion newspaper is about to get a penalty on the sideline. He's going berserk, and the official's staring him down.
T, you're down there. You were right there. Now, maybe you were the man that Brett saw that was open on the sideline. I don't know.
I was open, but, you know. I
mean, you didn't eat popcorn this week, did you?
No.
Last week, that pass you missed, you were wide open on the sideline.
I got to stick them this game.
Grandma and Grandpa Schultz from Vermont enjoying the game and proud of Alex and all of the team.
Yes.
Hello, Grandma and Grandpa Schultz. Second down and 15. Leshen fakes a handoff, reverse, going to Eugen. Eugen trying to get to the corner and well defended again by the CMB Raider defense.
Just a little, I think it's a play we don't run very often, and quite honestly, we had some guys pulling that just missed their blocking assignments there, and it just got a little confusing. Again, a play you're not used to running, it's a little hard to block up sometimes.
Chloe and Kristen Durian listening in Bussy. Go Big Blue. Happy birthday, Kristen. Well, happy birthday,
happy
young lady.
Birthday.
I hope that's Kristen, and I got it right.
I would say so.
Okay.
That's the way it's spelled.
Third down and long here for Albion. Leshen rolls back. Has all kinds of time now being pursued and being wrapped up. And he's fighting forward, but they will not be brought down. All the way back to the 46-yard line of Albion. Boy, Jimmy, that CMB defense was relentless there. And it looked like Albion had that well blocked, but they did not give up.
you know what's kind of cool there? The quarterback for their team and the quarterback of our team met right there, man. Two brute dudes. No one wanted to go down.
Abbey, though, will be forced to punt. Fourth down and 26. Leshen standing back at the 36-yard line of Albia, looking to punt here. 3:33 to go third quarter. 21-6 Albia. Here's a punt, a booming punt. And this one's going to be filled at the 21-yard line. Flag on the play.
I don't know if they're going to get us on a procedure again or not.
And it is.
I don't know what the formation is. I don't know what the refs see, and that's the second time. That's nothing new for us to play, and I don't know exactly what they're seeing.
3:27 to go. They're going to sort this one. It is going to be declined, so CMB will get the ball at the 19-yard line. I think I may have had them kick that over.
But
we'll take that. 21-6 the score, and Albia's got three touchdowns. But, Dan, we also are not just counting touchdowns for the Blue Demons, but for Blue Demon Nation because of Touchdown Tuesday, courtesy of Albia and Lavilla Wash and Go.
Yep. You know, right now we're at three touchdowns. That means $1 off on Tuesday. The code this week is 9614. Again, 1-4 in honor of Brett Leshen, the quarterback, coming in with the highest passing rating in the state of Iowa in all classes so far.
Here comes the handoff going the other way. A little sweep on the right side. Out across the 25, close to the first down marker. A nice carry there of about 8 yards for CMB. And don't forget, we're heading out to the Buffalo after tonight's broadcast. The locker room report brought to you by Summers Insurance. $5 all-you-can-eat buffet, wings, and pizza. And Peter and the staff will be there to greet you with a big old smile and get your belly filled for only $5. You get to hear Dan and I talk about tonight's game.
You bet.
Here comes the quarterback keeper over the right side. Albie doing a good job of covering it up and falling forward is Sampson. Very close to the first down there.
And they did give it to him. Just enough. But very close, as you said, Jason. They get the first down and keep moving it there. The ball's on the 30-yard line.
After this play, we're going to run back to the Friday Night Lights studio, get you a scoring update. Three receivers out here to the near side. CMB with the football, Albia with the 21-6 lead. 2:37 to go here, third quarter. Sampson throws it across the middle of the field, incomplete, and that will go for naught. Let's really quickly run back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill at the broadcast central. Give us a scoring update.
All right, and we've got some scores going final here on the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights Big Board. This broadcast brought to you by Summers Car Credit, Summers Insurance, and as Jason would say, Southern Iowa Technologies. It's Eddyville Blakesburg leading Sigourney Kyoto 23-0 and Pekin on top of Montezuma late in the game here 22-15. We'll keep an eye on that one. But the final, Linville Sully beats North Mahaska 55-6. Back to you.
Here's the little screen pass. It's complete by CMB out across the 40, running out to the 46-47-yard line. A pickup of 16 on second down, and CMB is moving the chains and moving downfield. And, again, Christian, this CMB offense has got a rhythm going.
That's right. They have a rhythm going, but turnovers is the costly thing that's been hurting them. So if they want to drive, they can't turn the ball over here.
Here's the quarterback going to keep it on this one. Humps over the line of scrimmage on his way inside Albia territory, still fighting forward. Sampson takes it all the way down to the 39-yard line of Albia. And T-Boy, he showed off his toughness after he got that big old hop over the line of scrimmage. Picks up 15 yards.
That was crazy, man. I thought you said he was a shot putter, not a hurdler.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. They got him in the wrong sport. They need to get him on the hurdles. He's done that all night.
Southern Iowa Technology text line. Go Big Blue. Go get them. That away from Sheraton. Away Sheraton from Logan Cadell. Listening in from Knoxville. Timeout on the field. Let's take a quick timeout and we'll come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights. Blue Demon Football. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 21-6 Albia.
Blackbird Primitives is where you will find the primitive cupboards filled with baskets, candles, florals, stitchery, rag rugs, and a wonderful selection of fall decor items for your home. Blackbird Primitives is the best place to find the fun and unique gift items for everyone on your gift list for birthdays, anniversaries, and it's never too early to start shopping for Christmas. Blackbird Primitives on the south side of the historic Albia Square.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, 641-932-3171. Eric Powers at G&P Insurance.
Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall, well, no, he's not able to leap much of anything, really. Here's Jason Summers.
I was able to leap over Stocker and tackle that Albia Brewing Company pizza earlier tonight, Dan. That was impressive. I saw you open that up, and I was...
I got most of it last time, last home game, but boy, you weren't going to let me have it again.
I'll tell you what, the only thing faster to me than that pizza was John Flattery, and I think he touched every piece along the way.
God.
Oh, that's mine. 5-yard penalty on CMB, back to the 44-yard line. Albia's defense being challenged once again. Sampson rolls back, pump fake, throws it. Another fade pattern down the sideline. Leshen out there on coverage. Oh, an early
well defended.
Intercepted. That was overthrown, and Brett was there stride for stride. And Christian, Brett is as fast as anybody on this football field, and you send any receiver out there, he's going to be able to cover him.
That's right, and that route, he had all the way to the middle of the field to cover him, and then back out to the flag receiving area where that ball was intended to throw.
1:53 to go here in the third quarter, 21-6 Albia. CMB with the football in Albia territory. Second down, 15. Sampson in the shotgun. Two receivers out to the far side. Pump fake again. He's going to load it up and throw it into the flat. Incomplete.
Well defended again. Ryan Sarver coming out in the near flat. Bryce Leshen was playing behind him out the far side. So good job there. The only place that Sampson could throw it was to the far outside, and unfortunately it was too far for the receiver. So nice job on the defense to really force an errant throw there. Brings up third and 15. Again, they've got six penalties now at the CMB. Three this half, three the first half. So that old penalty bug is really hitting them right now, and we'll see if we can't make that into another turnover or at least a change of possession, if nothing else.
CMB with the football. Third down, 15, 1:49 to go, third quarter. Three receivers over here on the near side. Sampson's going to keep it on the quarterback keeper. Tucks it under and will be brought down. A big hole there to begin with and does pick up about 14, but he's going to be about 6 yards short of the first down. Good stop there by Bear.
Yeah, just a little bit over pursuit. We're just, again, they're getting good little gaps on the point of attack, and our front four are just not able to get a hand on them, slow them down. Hopefully they can kind of work on that, get that pressure like we saw earlier, maybe get a linebacker in. But we're also opening up. The linebackers are kicking out. The inside backers on the outside edges, so it's really opening up that middle. The defense is really giving that up right now.
1:16 to go, fourth down and 6 for CMB. Sampson rolls back. Here comes some pressure. Throws it across his body, incomplete, and once again, this defense shuts down CMB's offense, and Big T, again, Albia's defense rises to the occasion.
I'm sure that big old quarterback heard Griffin Osing's footsteps.
Yeah. And what I like is Griffin chasing him, making him throw on the run. You know, it's really easy for quarterbacks to be good when they, especially with five receivers, if you can set your feet and make a throw. When you're having to run like that and throw across your body like he was there, it's a tougher job to do. And when you got Griffin Osing, you know the hit's coming.
That little Sergeant Schultz time. Here comes the handoff. Alex Schultz straight ahead, spins by one defender, man alive.
That's what I like seeing. Just get those extra 2 yards. We saw that so much last year once he got going, where you'd hit him and he'd still pick up two or three more, and that's exactly what he did there. He had about a 2 yard gain, gets 4 on the play. What a great job. And again, we're getting nice little holes up front there. They've got I can't say enough about CMB's defensive line and their front eight up here, but we're just getting the point of attack winning here.
Again, Schultz over on the left side, stutter steps, fights forward, and plows his way forward, folks. I'm telling you what, giddy up and get on board, because Alex Schultz is carrying CMB defenders downfield, and it looked like a rodeo there, Big T. They were jumping on Alex, and he just took him for a ride.
That was crazy, man, because I just saw a pile, and I just saw two legs underneath it just going.
And that's, to me, a credit, too. We haven't talked about it much tonight. That's, again, where we're trying to two-platoon as much as possible. When Alex Schultz is just playing offense, he's not having to go both ways. He has only got a half a game in. He's got plenty of strength and stamina left where the other team's getting a little tired. They're a lot of them going both ways on the other side.
Here comes Schultz once again at left side. Has some running room. But nice open field tackle there, and he's still standing up. Alex Schultz never goes down. A gain of two on that play. Let's real quick run back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Final 4 seconds of this third quarter. The third quarter comes to a completion. After three quarters of play, it's Albia 21, CMB 6. Jay Mill back at the Friday Night Lights studio as we move to the fourth quarter. Give us a scoring update.
We move to the fourth quarter, but we've got a lot of games that have gone final. But first of all, let's get you an update on that Sheraton-Knoxville game. The Chargers just scored on Knoxville. It's now 28-14 Chargers. They need this win. They need to win out the rest of the season to make it to the playoffs. We've also got these finals. Eddieville Blakesburg has beaten Sigourney. Sigourney now has lost two in a row. Eddieville Blakesburg Rockets 23, Sigourney Kyoto 0. They weren't even able to get into the end zone tonight at their own field at homecoming. Pekin wins tonight against Montezuma. Montezuma's first loss on the season. It's Pekin 22, Montezuma 15. Wayne in a final over Melcher Dallas 72-20. And let me scan the board here. Lone Tree has beaten Van Buren 28-0. And I believe those are our finals for now. We'll keep you up to date. Let's go back live to the People's State Bank Press Box. This broadcast being brought to you by Blackbird Primitives, by Midwest Health Assisted Living Centers, with Living Centers in Albia, Sheraton, and Oskaloosa. Back live to you.
Don't forget tomorrow morning, the Coach's Corner live from the high school cafeteria.
Everybody can be a part of that.
That's
come
absolutely
out, be a
right.
Part of the show.
Come out, be a part of Pancakes in the Morning. And, Jimmy, this offensive line and Alex Schultz creating pancakes on the offensive side of the football.
Yeah, they're definitely bringing pancakes right now and some syrup, brother.
The sergeant with on his way to a 200-yard game, Dan. He's got to be approaching that mark.
And they're hard yards. He's earning every step of that, every yard of it. But nice job out of him.
Leshen rolls back. Bubble on the plate. Going to pick it up, and he'll do a good job of picking up the football after it got away from him. Lunges forward, loss of a half a yard. But
and that was a case where he was dropping back. Alex Schultz is coming up in pass protection. Just Brett had just dropped his hands down with the ball, and Alex just ran his hips right into the ball there, knocked it loose. But Brett's so quick and is able to get it. It did pick up just a little bit to get back to the line of scrimmage there. So here you talk about Alex Schultz. So just got the stats handed to him. He's got 174 yards now, Jason. 174 yards through three quarters.
Guess I got a text coming in here. As Leshen rolls back, Plants throws it across the middle of the field, and completion! Matt Baker on his way to it! Take it to the house! Matt Baker on one of the prettiest plays you'll ever see across the middle of the field, and Matt Baker ran into the defender, but had the presence of mind to spin in the air, catch the football in midair, grabs it, splits two defenders, takes it to the house, touchdown Albia.
Spins 180 degrees in air with the defender
in the air,
up, and then comes down, and actually the collision with the other defender allows him to keep his balance and keep upright so he can go on in. Just a great play, great concentration. That score is huge. That's that fourth touchdown night. We'll get to that in a moment, but 27-6 with the PAT coming.
Unbelievable. 27-6 Albia, courtesy of the feet of Matt Baker via the air, and Brett the Jet Leshen just dropped another bomb on the CMB defense. Here comes your extra point on its way up and good. And the magic of this Blue Demon football team, Jimmy, Coach Dayton talks about it. Good teams make big plays, and that is as big as they get.
Dude, we a great team. You know how good we're a great team, Jason. I'm telling you, that was huge.
Dan, I've been covering high school football for about 15 years. Followed Albia football all of my life, and I have seen very few plays that will mimic the plays that we've saw out of Zach Eugen this year and Brent Leshen, and then you throw Matt Baker into the mix right there.
You know, and we talked a lot about it last week. When we come out and get seven touchdowns with six different players, you know, tonight now we've got four touchdowns. Schultz has got two, Eugen and now Baker. So three guys getting four touchdowns. Again, four touchdowns. That now on Touchdown Tuesdays, $2 off. $2 off on Albia Wash and Go, the Albia and LaVilla locations on any automatic car wash. You enter the code this week only on Tuesday, 9614. 9614 is our code. And right now, you're going to get $2 off.
Touchdown Tuesday. And how about that, Big T? I'll tell you what, Matt Baker shows it off on the basketball court, but he made a 360 dunk move up in the air with a football.
That was sweet.
I'll tell you what, he just read that like a Kindle.
But Jimmy, who was that putting pressure on the quarterback? I didn't see the
numbers. That's Folkerts again. He's got it fast, man, I'm telling you.
And again, when you put that kind of pressure and make Samson have to throw on the run, it makes the throws go weird. That one went a little high over the receiver, wide open receiver, but he couldn't get his feet set. Shadow was playing it perfectly, and what a nice job. That's so huge. You get that turnover.
Let's see if we can't get a big old exclamation point put on this drive right here. Albie with the football. 9:55 to go in the ballgame, 28-6 Blue Demons. Here comes the handoff. Schultz with some running room over the right side, trying to get to the 40. 40, 35, 30, has that sort of. 25, cuts it back up, spins around, and it gets by the defender, but stepped out of bounds. Oh, my goodness. Hang on to your britches. If you're a defender, you're holding on to one hand with one sock and the other hand onto your underwear because he's going to fake you out of them.
Well, the safety's going out there saying, okay, I've got Alex Schultz coming at me. He's coming like a steam truck. And so I've got to play man tough. And then all of a sudden he does a hokey doke. How do you do that with that kind of strength and power? And he's doing some little spin moves. The guys won't know how to defend that. How do you tackle a guy like that?
Unbelievable. Alex Schultz on his way to 200 yards in the ball game. Albie with a 28-6 lead on the march here. 9:46 to go in the ballgame. Here's a quick handoff running straight ahead. Is Griffin Osing. And Griffin showing off his toughness. On his way down close to the 15-yard line.
You know, now once again, I'm going to go with that's a great play call there by Coach Farrington. Really mixing up, giving everybody their touches here. The more we can get more guys going in here, the more options we've got. And actually, Brett Leshen's coming out, and Luke Sarver's going to go to quarterback here now. I'm not sure. Brett's coming off on his own accord, full speed. Not 100% certain why.
Good decision here. You want to keep that quarterback, the top-rated quarterback, safe. And, you know, he's done his job. And you got Luke Sarver, who would be – he's the next best quarterback in this district. And I'm sorry, that's a big statement.
Yes.
But Coach Dayton, when he came here, he talked about having the two best quarterbacks in the district on his team, and I think you could make a real good argument for it.
Absolutely. You know, Luke Sarver is going to start on any other team that we've ever faced, but does a great job in his role right now in tight end. We actually got another penalty on CMB, the encroachment, so they're lining up off in the neutral zone, so gives us a first down at a just – looks like inside the 10 – no, excuse me, outside the 10 at the 11. So chance for a first down before scoring here.
Albie with the football. First and 10 just outside the 10-yard line. Luke Sarver, now quarterback, comes under center, hands it off to Schultz. Schultz trying to get to the corner. To the 5, on his feet, close to the goal line. Sidestep the defender, and then dives forward, gain of about 8 yards. Going to be just shy of that first down marker. They're going to say his knee was down at about the 3-yard line.
You know, the other thing here about Luke Sarver coming in, Brett Leshen's been going both ways the whole game. They're playing an outstanding job on defense, so it's a chance to let him get a little breather here, come back in on the defensive side. Again, we lose nothing by having Luke come in at quarterback. We're just a very good, solid team here. So it's a great job of coaching and getting guys in here and getting some touches.
Sarver hands it off to Schultz. Schultz in his goal line, runs over 5 defenders. Touchdown, Albion. Alex Sergeant Schultz just stands up, salutes that north end zone, hands the ball to the official as if he had never been touched. Touchdown, Albion. Courtesy of Santa Pierce Bacher Funeral Home. You heard the horn go off in the Relco locomotive in that north end zone. And the cannon going off, and Albion just put another big old 6 up on that scoreboard.
Just a nice job. Good hard running, you know, well over 200 yards now in the game. So what an outstanding effort on his part. And the line, you can't say enough for how well they're giving him those holes to run through.
34-6 Albion. Dan, this is approaching number 5 here, and there is going to be an encroachment on CMB.
Getting a little juiced over there.
And it is. I'll tell you what, Jimmy, down there, that running by Alex Schultz is so impressive, and he's such a tough runner. But his speed, my goodness, when he gets some open space, he is going to be G-O-N-E gone.
Oh, jeez, I love this dude. He comes over and salutes us. We're 3D live in action right here, brother. He's saluting us.
Here comes the extra point. Bossert gets underneath it. High end over end. Extra point attempt is good. 35-6 Albion. 8:22 to go in the ball game. We'll take a quick timeout. Come back with your Conley spray foam insulation kickoff. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football. Back to Conley, spray foam insulation kickoff. Bossert kicks it, puts a boot in it. See you later into the... the big, tall, 6'5" guy reaches up, grabs it. Across the 15-yard line, out across the 20. I'll tell you what, Dan, that ball was over the head of Christian and I.
Yeah, almost through the goalpost there.
Man,
they had that kind of trajectory. Yet he went up and grabbed it right on the goal line, wanted to get a return, and was able to get further than 20. To his credit, he was able to get it up to the 25-yard line. So somewhat decent return, if you will. But again, the Blue Demons continue to impress, doing just an outstanding job. Alex Schultz now with 3 touchdowns tonight, 2
unreal
last night. He's got 5 on the season. You know, he's going to be getting up there in the statistical leaders before long, and he's only playing half a season.
Albion with a 35-6 lead. CMB rolls back, throws it, a slant pattern across the middle, and paying the price. Blake Bear comes up and puts a licking on the big number 85 for CMB.
Yeah, that's Bryce Kemp again, the big receiver, the 6'5 receiver for the 110 high hurdle champion, coming across the middle there. But yeah, Blake Bear made him know that he was going to earn those yards.
Raiders with the football on the march after Albion's touchdown drive. 35-6 Albion, 8:02 to go here in the ballgame. Sampson throws it across the middle, and well defended. Holy cow!
Wow.
Ryan Sarver just de-cleated the receiver for CMB. The ball came loose. And Albion's going to get the turnover. Ryan Sarver just lit up the receiver, and then Blake Bear was right there to rip the ball out. That poor young man for CMB, he does not know which ends up.
I'm dropping things I never grabbed.
Goodness.
That was right in front of us, folks. Just drilled his chest right on the midfield at the LBA.
That is a ton of brick hits. All ton of brick hits brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery. This ton of brick hits are brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery. Now, be proud to carry Hoyt and Parker Bowes, Vanguard Bowcase. And I really like, you just mentioned all those young and new faces out there on this offense. You lose no continuity.
No, it's still being it done here. Just doing a good job. There it goes.
Oh,
right,
man.
Up. My gosh, you can't say enough about that. Good hard run by, I think that's Ryan Sarver in there.
Christian Palace. Man, I'll tell you what, he's doing a great job, Jimmy. I know you love physical football, and he brings a punishing style of football at fullback.
Jason, the thing I like about that kid is on the sidelines, you know, he's always wanting to get in. His eyes are ready to go. And now he gets a chance, and he does it.
Third down and short here. Here comes, again, Palace. Ryan Sarver. Ryan Sarver runs over. That kid's not going to get up for a while. This is not Christmas morning, young man. Welcome to New Year's Eve. That is a big run there by Ryan Sarver. Moves the chains down to the 10-yard line. And we'll run back to the Friday Night Light Studios for a scoring update after this play. Albion has the ball, first and 10 from the 9-yard line. Knocking on the door here. 4:03 to go here in the ball game. Albion with the 35-6 lead. We're going to take this party on to the midnight hour. Don't forget to head out to the White Buffalo. Here's a quick hand at Palace on his way in towards the end zone. Touchdown, Albion. Christian Palace on the prowess. Touchdown, Albion. How about that, Big D? That is a hard-running football player right there. Christian Palace, just a sophomore, takes it in for the Blue Demon touchdown.
Well, that's what we talk about this team. It's what makes this team so special and unique. It's not just that's 1, 2, 3 right kids there, or one grade or whatever. It's 3 grades that's really getting it done. And when you can come in here, bunch of underclassmen coming in here on this drive, changing it up, and they're just pounding it, and they're not missing a beat from where the starters were going. And that's what you want to see. That's a result of the hard practices they put in, where the starters are going against the scout team, and they're working hard each and every day. And it just makes this team better. And they don't even know how high they can get if they really keep pushing themselves.
He just kept that motor going, takes it in for the touchdown. Here's the extra point, and how about that one? Up and good. 42-6, Christian Palace in for the Blue Demon. Touchdown, Albion, courtesy of St. Pierce Bach and Funeral Home. We're going to go back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill back at the Friday Night Lights Big Board. Give us a scoring update.
All right, this Big Board brought to you by Tharp Funeral Home, also by GP Insurance. All plays in the red zone for Albion tonight. There have been several of them brought to you by GP Insurance. All right, a couple finals here. The Chargers have won. They get back on the winning streak here. Sheraton 28, Knoxville 21. The Chargers win tonight in a final over the Panthers. Some other scores here. Carlisle up on Centerville at last report. It was 38-14. Fairfield was beating Fort Madison 28-20. Pella on top of Norwalk in the fourth quarter, 23-10. And Oskaloosa still leads Winterset. It's 42-23, Oski. Grinnell leads Ballard 49-21. Paula Christian gets beat by a point tonight to Van Meter 14-13. And it was Keokuk getting thumped by Williamsburg 48-0. Montezuma loses to Pekin tonight, their first loss on the season, 22-15. And Sigourney Kyoto gets blanked by Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont, 23-0. Wayne with the win tonight. Also PCM of Monroe on top of Clark, 48-0 at last report. And North Polk of Allman on top of I-35 late in the fourth quarter, 40-7. Dowling all over Ottumwa, the number one team in the state, beating Ottumwa Bulldogs 42-3 tonight in a final. And it was HLV of Victor winning tonight in a forfeit. And they give the points there 13-0 for HLV of Victor. Let's go back live to the Conley Spray Foam Insulation kickoff.
Conley Spray Foam Insulation kickoff, and Bryce Leshen hurdled one guy, ran through the next one to go and get that open field tackle. Jimmy, that was a show on its own.
I just love that kid. Dude, he's crazy. He flies down to knock that dude right out. Oh, yes.
Ton of brick hits courtesy of Bluff Creek Archery. Here comes the handoff over to the left side and out across the 35-37-yard line. And, again, some new faces
down.
Sorry, that's too good.
I'll tell you what.
That'll teach you to jump.
Oh, man.
Do not jump if you don't want to be slammed to the ground.
Oh, that's pretty. That's pretty. Get some of that.
And the huddle is that way.
Oh, my goodness.
Welcome to Albia Community High School. Welcome to big time football. Clean those cobwebs out as he's going to be directed towards the other sideline.
And he's going to make it. It's not in a straight line.
He's an outstanding athlete. Watching him all night. But I'll tell you what, Shadow Leshen lit him up like Christmas lights. There's the interception! Unbelievable! And guess who that is?
Hunter Weldon.
Hunter Weldon with the INT. How about that? That is another turnover courtesy of River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, join them at the River every Sunday morning, 9:30.
Bryce Kemp was the receiver, the big, tall 6'5 receiver. Very good, capable receiver. But all game long, they've been pounding him. When he got that ball, it was a little high. He couldn't concentrate on the ball because he knew he was going to get hit because we've been doing it all night long. Kept bobbing. Hunter Weldon jumps in and grabs that ball right at the 50-yard line. Blue Demons take over. Under a minute. That will just do it. 42-6 is our score. What a game by the Blue Demons.
I'll tell you what, Christian, the concentration by Hunter, unreal.
Wow. That's all I can say on that one is wow.
Here's a quick handoff. Palace again on the carry, straight forward into CMB territory, but now this is elementary stuff here. 33 seconds to go.
Or what the boys did or how the coaching went there. But something changed. All these stupid penalties, and I call them stupid because we're in the seventh week now, right? We can't have that. But whatever you did, whatever the magic was, brother, you brought it out here and we did it. So tell me what you guys did at halftime.
Well, if you're coaching donkeys, you got to beat them with a board. If you're coaching thoroughbreds, you just touch them with the whip and they respond and, like champions. And these guys did. We told them that we had three times as many yards and penalties and twice as many penalties, and they fixed it. And plus, two platoon football wore these guys down. We had less guys going both ways than they did. And I'll tell you what, that 85 is fast. He's a state champion hurdler last year. And that quarterback is a dude. That was a good football team. And I thought their big boys played well long into the second half, better than I really thought they could.
Well, I the big boys on their side did play good. But we got some big boys that are, maybe not so big physically, but, the game of football is a lot of mental with this. And I'll tell you what, man, Dalton, Folkers, the guys are undersized. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when you're on the field. You're all the same age, different size. It don't matter. When you got the heart and you play like a lion, man, you can conquer anything and everything. And the thing I like about your team, Coach, you talk about two platoon. I got that right this week, two platoon. I couldn't say it last time. But let me tell you something. We're even deeper than that. I mean, is that not amazing as a coach? I mean, now, okay, so we're going to go in the next week. I mean, this game's great and all this, but what are we going to do for next week?
Well, when we put our backup guys in, you notice they function well, too. That's because they get a whole hour every day, all week long, learning the plays with the starters. And I want to say this about our kids. When God wants to measure a man, he puts a tape measure around his heart, not around his chest. And these guys have got the heart of champions. So I'm just so proud of them and the coaches. They hung in with us for a while, but we found a way to get it done.
Well, Emaw, brother, does stand. Every man's a brother. You know what? I mean, you're a brother's brother because I believe in God, and I know that, with him, all things are possible, regardless of what size you are and what's against you. You can conquer it. Coach, go have a great week. We love you. Take care of yourself, brother. Love you, man. Back to you, Jason. Here we go.
All right, I'm going. I'm here. Let's go, Dan. Hey, great job.
I'm already gone.
I'm gone.
Get that microphone away from Coach.
Oh,
that
man,
way, that was
no.
Way too long.
Coach was doing high kicks as well, but you got him pumped up and ready to go.
We got to give Jimmy a microphone. He doesn't even have one. This is all just natural open air.
I'll tell you what, though, he was excited after that win. No, no doubt about it. You could see in his action, he was really pleased with his football team in the second half.
Yes, Jason, you know, just talking to him, you can see a glow in his face. You know, when Tim interviewed him, there was a little, I don't want to say upset, but, you know, he was upset.